Today on Maine Calling, what's your favorite place in Maine and why? Sometimes a simple question is the hardest to answer. Here's one for you. Quick, what's your favorite place in the state? Are you sure? What about that other place you love so much? I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, on this beautiful summer day, the 1st of July, we pose that question. And we're looking forward to hearing your answers. We're pretty loose about the parameters. Some place might rise to the top because it's just so beautiful. Another place might evoke a wonderful memory. Still another might represent a sense of community. Wonderful places abound in Maine. Today on Maine Calling, we celebrate them. That's just ahead.
Maine Calling on Demand is made possible by Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn how you can get involved at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. Welch & Forbes, working with clients to manage the full range of events that come with building wealth, from investments to trustee services. More at welchforbes.com. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering healthcare, education, and support to island and coastal Downeys communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Even though it is not easy to pick a favorite place in Maine, it seems that you, our listeners, do have opinions. Over the past month, we have heard from many of you on the Maine Public Vox Pop app. Today, we will play some of those opinions. We also want to hear from you who are listening right now. Call us and tell us what your favorite place in Maine is. Joining me, two people whose jobs are to connect people to the best places in Maine. Carol Ann Ouellette is the director of the Maine Office of Tourism and director of the Maine Office of Outdoor Recreation. And Sarah Stebbins is the deputy editor of Down East Magazine. So join the conversation. Tell us where you'd rather be than anywhere else in Maine. It could be a park, a secret beach, a museum. Email talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. Thank you both for joining us and welcome back. Carol Ann, I will start with you. And we do realize that today's topic is almost too big to tackle in one show. So you do double duty now, both with the Office of Tourism and the Office of Outdoor Recreation. So let's start with some obvious favorites. List some of the most popular destinations in Maine, especially for tourists.
Well, to your point, Jennifer, there's just so many. And thank you so much for doing the show and having us on. I think one of the things that visitors talk about, and that means Mainers visiting around Maine, is anything on, near, or about water. So when we think about that, all the lakes and ponds and rivers and streams, all the way up through the coastline. So of course, Acadia National Park is a big one, certainly any of the Maine beaches. We come inland to Moosehead and Sebago. But certainly you think about Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument and how that is continuing to grow in popularity and moving people around the state. But really the blending, to your point, of sort of the food, the cultural, the wonderful attractions, all the state parks too. And we've got a great list that BPL gave us of some that are a little less visited, so I can share those as we go along. But it really is that blending of people, place, food, and the landscape itself that is what's so much fun and unique about Maine.
Well, Sarah, part of your work at Down East Magazine includes the regular feature in which you interview people about their favorite places in Maine, including me. Thank you. And I have to tell you, when you asked that question, it was very hard to answer. So I have a feeling it's really hard for a lot of people. But I'm wondering if there are certain places or types of places that have popped up most often.
Well, people tend to choose the coastal spots primarily, but we often feature inland spots too. And if people can't choose a favorite place and they tell us, you know, six or seven, we'll kind of steer them towards ones that maybe aren't as obvious. But to just give a couple of examples of recent favorite places, Barack Ollins, who owns Zoo Bakery in Portland, he recently won a James Beard Award for Outstanding Bakery. And his favorite place is Scarborough Beach, where he is teaching himself to surf. Brianna De Sanctis, who recently, she's from a Farmington native who hiked the American Discovery Trail from the East Coast to the West Coast. It was cool to ask her like her favorite main hiking trail, and she chose the Coastal Trail in Cutler, which is a spot that people don't always make it to because it's so far flung, but it's wild and gorgeous with huge cliffs. It's almost all the way to Canada. So that was neat. And then one inland spot that what we featured recently, Kevin Hawkes, the children's book illustrator of books like Library Lion and Westlandia, he chose Grafton Notch State Park, where rather than hiking, he likes to crawl around on the ground looking at spiders and insects on the forest floor, and they inspire his illustrations. So that was a cool one too.
Well, that leads into my next question is when people say why, maybe it's not always because they want to just stand there and look at the beautiful place. There are different reasons people have a different place, a favorite place, right, Sarah?
Exactly. Yeah, that wasn't expecting what I, that wasn't what I was expecting him to say, but I knew it must inspire his illustrations in some way, or he wouldn't spend so much time there. But just that he likes to sort of study the what's going on the ground was pretty neat.
All right. Well, this program is really all about you, so we're going to listen to some of your opinions. We're going to listen to a message we got on Vox Pop from Daryl about her favorite place.
Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens is my favorite spot in Booth Bay, Maine. It provides so much for everyone in absolute Maine beauty, and that includes gardens aglow in the winter, a sight everyone should see.
All right. Well, thank you for that message on Maine Public's Vox Pop app, Daryl. And for those of you unfamiliar with Vox Pop, it is an app for your smartphone that lets you get a message to us with just the push of a button. Search for Maine Public Vox Pop, VOXPOP, wherever you get your smartphone apps. It is free. Once you've downloaded Vox Pop, share your favorite place to eat in Maine or your favorite food or dish. And that, because why? That's the topic of tomorrow's program. So, for another Vox Pop opinion, we're going to hear from Linnea, who made this suggestion via the Maine Public Vox Pop app.
One of my favorite spots in Maine is the Eastern Promenade in Portland. It's a really lovely spot to just look over at the water, see all the sailboats. It's a great spot for a picnic. There's also a bike path, which is great for biking, running, walking, whatever you would like. And there's also a nice little beach, that is also a dog beach. And it's a really lovely spot, especially when the weather is nice.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Linnea. And if you would like to call in, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your favorite place is and why. Our phone number 1-800-399-3566. Or you can fire off a quick email, talk@mainpublic.org, or find us on social media. Carol Ann Willett, are you surprised by what you just heard there? The Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens or the Eastern Prom in Portland?
No, not at all. And it's funny, thinking of Booth Bay made me think that the Maine State Aquarium has recently reopened in Booth Bay, which is another great spot. And that leads into the whole discussion about Eastern Promenade and trails and rail trails. I mean, Maine Trail Finder is a great resource for people if they're looking for new places. And you know, the whole notion of learning more about the thinking of the bugs, that's so fascinating, Sarah, about the person that was crawling along in Grafton Notch looking at bugs. But there's so many nature tours and other types of tours, foodie tours, you know, chopping on one of those, I think, is really great way to learn a little bit more about your area or another place that you're experiencing for the first time.
All right, so I'm going to put you both on the spot. Sarah Stebbins, what's your favorite place in Maine?
My favorite place is Deer Isle, where my husband's family has a camp. And we go there as much as we can. And it's just sort of our summer is built around that experience. It starts with the 4th of July parade this week, which is wonderful there, and ends with the Blue Hill Fair, Labor Day weekend. And in between, we go to as many Island Heritage Trust sites that we can fit in a summer. It's wonderful to have a place to be there.
Okay, Carol Ann, what about you?
Ooh, can I just say Maine? No, I will say I love being on the rivers. I kind of started in Maine as a whitewater rafting guide, so just getting out on rivers is really fun for me. So not specific, probably as much as you'd like, Jennifer, but being on water.
Yeah, that's kind of cheating, Carol Ann.
It is kind of cheating. I will say then, probably the Penobscot River on raft trips is one of my favorite spots because you can look out to Katahdin and it's a pretty beautiful area for sure.
Oh, wow, that sounds fabulous. We'll go to Margo, who's calling from Wayne. Hi, Margo, go ahead.
Hi, this is Margo from Wayne, and I just wanted to say that Wayne, Maine is one of my favorite spots on the planet because of its people. And it's beautiful waters. It has six bodies of water and a beautiful waterfall downtown. And I think it's the small businesses. Like we have a general store that's run by our beloved Julie that's been run by her for about 14 years. And you can go in and get fresh bread. And then we have Tubby's Ice Cream, which is amazing. But you have to try the chocolate jimmies. They're handmade. And then we have a corner store and the husband and wife. It's just your idyllic small town. And it's a place where the nonprofits come together with the businesses. And this weekend, we're actually having the Strawberry Festival put on by Sustain Wayne, which is an organization helping to strengthen the small town and small businesses. And they'll have the Maine cabin masters who are going to be have a dunk tank, and they're going to have a wood a paper well I don't know a boat race that the kids are going to try to go up to the down the mill pond. It's just a very special place, and having grown up outside Boston, coming up here every year, every summer, was just very healing. And I would wake up as a little girl and wonder, "Where's my mom?" And she'd be out swimming in the lake, you know, every morning. And the sun is up, as we know, we're very far east, so the sun would be up by like 4:35, and there's my mom, Vinny, out in the water swimming and just so welcoming and warm, and just like so many towns in Maine, you know, where the people are just very committed to each other. We also have an aging at home group that helps to make sure our older people are supported and that the younger and the older can come together. Anyway, I could talk and talk and talk, and I know there are many more people, so I'll stop here.
Well,
But come
Marco, I
back to the
so love your
summary.
enthusiasm. And I have to tell you, I only discovered Wayne, Maine a couple of years ago, and I can see why you are raving about it. Boy, is it wonderful!
It is a sweet spot. And there's also one last thing. The 30 Mile River Watershed has a wonderful event where the people can paddle the 30 miles of the different streams and rivers and lakes that come together, and it supports us so that we can keep our lakes healthy. And that's something that's so important to all of us, for the children and the homeowners. And so, yeah. All right. Take care. Thanks for letting me talk. Bye-bye.
That's great, Margot. Thank you so much for calling in. And Carol Ann, I've seen you grinning ear to ear. So Wayne, Maine is Margot's favorite place. And I think that there are a lot of people who it's not one specific spot, but just love their hometown.
Very true. And there's so many of those small towns sort of nestled on lakes and ponds with, and I think about downtowns, even, you know, large to small, but it's all those different areas, the Main Street communities have just wonderful little places to go, like Tubby's and the general store, and lots of memories for people.
Well, we'll go to another Vox Pop message. This one is from John.
Hi, my name's John. And my favorite spot today at 4:52 a.m. is in my backyard to hear all the different birds singing in Paris. And it's just a beautiful spot. And it changes throughout the seasons. And springtime, early summer, is there's a lot of variety.
Well, that's just lovely, John. John calling from Paris. It is a good thing if your own backyard is your favorite place, whether just for bird watching or just hanging out. What is your favorite place? please take part in our conversation. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, or find us on social media. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you are listening to Maine Calling on this beautiful summer day, the first day of July. We are talking about favorite places in Maine, getting suggestions from our panelists and from you. What is your happy place? Let us know. With me, Sarah Stebbins, deputy editor of Down East Magazine, and Carol Ann Ouellette, director of both the Office of Tourism and the Office of Outdoor Recreation for the state of Maine. We are hearing from a lot of people who told us about their favorite place by going onto the Maine Public Vox Pop app. You can do that too, or you can send an email, a brief email, to talk@mainepublic.org, comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. We've got some emails coming in. Let's see here. I'm going to find them for you. Nick says, my favorite Maine place is the Wire Bridge in New Portland, a great fall foliage stop, picnic spot, and place to dip your feet in the chilly Carabasset River. So the Wire Bridge in New Portland. We'll go to Samantha calling from Saco. Hi, Samantha. Go ahead.
Hi. I was calling about, or wanted to tell you about Little Long Pond, it's called. It's on MDI. And it's in Steel Harbor. It's actually a off-leash dog park, but the pond runs right down the middle of it, and it's part of the carriage trails on MDI. And it's just incredibly beautiful, and I actually ended up going there a couple times a week during COVID time because you could just drive pretty easily, you know, before all of the crowds were there. But you drive down the road and one side is the pond and the park and the other side is the ocean, literally like right next to it. It's just a really beautiful spot. And it's called Little Long Pond in Seal Harbor.
Oh, Samantha, thank you so much for that recommendation. And Sarah, it makes me think, and I'll have both of you weigh on this. This conversation might have been a little different 5 years ago, but I think that the pandemic made us appreciate some of these outdoor spaces even more profoundly than we did before.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. I think that may be why we're kind of heavy on outdoor locations in our my favorite place column, although we always do encourage people to think of any indoor spots, and we have published a few of those in the past year as well.
Yeah, and Carol Ann, we saw numbers during the pandemic that sort of cement what Samantha was talking about, that during the pandemic times, these places really were the places that people sought refuge.
Absolutely, Jennifer. And it was so much, there were so many benefits from it. It was a place where you felt safe and you were able to explore on your own. And I think people, just from the data we have continued to explore those places and look for more of them. And, you know, just for having fun, but also for sort of mental and physical well-being as part of that experience too. And that just, you know, Maine has seen a lot of it. And I think our message collectively from a lot of us has been, you know, continue to help steward those places, because as they see more activity, we want to make sure that they stay as wonderful and unique as they always have been, that they're great resources. So that's always important too.
Samantha, thanks so much for your call. Going to go to an email here from Anne. For many years, I lived near a lovely beach known mostly by the locals. At some point, Down East listed it as a hidden gem, and now the parking lot is bigger than the beach, and the piece has been broken. This show and the My Main Place series is giving me pause. There are so many places visitors are aware of. Shouldn't some places be safe for the natives? Share your favorite spots with neighbors and friends, but maybe not with the world at large. So I'm going to ask both of you about that. Sarah, does Down East struggle with when to reveal a secret place? Or is there a conversation about when and why, or you just sort of feel like, hey, everyone deserves to know?
I mean, we are a magazine, and so we want to give the best information we can to our readers. And if we hear about a wonderful little known gem, we feel it's our duty to share it. I'm sorry.
And Carolyn, let me ask you about that. You know, There are places that are very, very crowded, especially in the summertime, like Acadia National Park. Do you want to let people know that they can go up to the Skudik Peninsula and have an incredible experience as well? Or do you want to keep that as sort of a secret for people who, you know about it?
It's a really delicate balance. It's one of the reasons the Office of Tourism embarked on a destination management plan, because it's truly aiming to balance the promotion of the places that are iconic and those hidden gems. And so a lot of the work we did was sort of resident sentiment and getting a sense of that. But we work very closely with some of our natural agency partners and places like Maine Coast Heritage Trust to understand kind of when and where would be best at times, hence the list that Bureau of Parks and Lands gave me of some parks that you might want to consider that you may not have in the past. Those are ones that they know are ready for visitation and certainly could use, or, you know, it would be great to have some more there. They're open and they're ready, and great spots like Tunk Mountain, Mount Blue State Park, Aroostook State Park. So some of the lesser known ones, but it is a balance for sure.
Yeah. So what was I going to say? There is a risk, too, of some of these extraordinarily spectacular places of them being sort of loved to death.
There is. And, you know, we came up with a number of guiding principles and stewardship principles as part of the destination management plan, and really important, again, for encouraging visitors and residents to help care for those places and be very mindful of the numbers of time they're there. And, you know, if it is busy, maybe look for another spot, and just being very careful because those resources are precious.
We're going to go to Rich, who's calling from Acton. Hi, Rich. Go ahead.
Hi there. I use my motorcycle to travel around the state of Maine, and I've camped at Campobello only because I was turned around in Canada. I didn't have a helmet on, and Campobello is so beautiful. Not Campobello. I'm sorry. Cobbs Cook, Maine State Park. And the tides there are 25 feet high. It's spectacular. Camden. I'm going on a schooner trip this year from Camden. I've been on one before, and it's just fantastic to go out on the water, pull the sails if you want, do the deck work. You can even steer the boat. We also have a clam bake, not a clam bake, a lobster bake. We anchor the ship and then go for a lobster bake. We dig the hole, put the weeds in, lobster in, and just have a grand time with a lot of good, happy folks. And it's just a wonderful time here in Maine.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for calling in. So two big recommendations from you, Cobbs Cook Bay State Park and Camden, and going on a schooner trip. Thank you for that recommendation. We're going to go to another Vox Pop. This is Suzanne's message on the Maine Public Vox Pop app.
This is Suzanne, and I recently visited Lubeck, Maine, and I recommend this location because the coast is beautiful. It's part of what is considered Maine's Bold Coast, and the town is charming.
All right, Sarah, down east Maine. You can't beat it, can you?
No, it's one of the best spots.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
No, it's fun. I just thinking Lubeck is beautiful, and it leads over to Campobello to the earlier call, but also Eastport. I think about the Pirate Festival in Lubeck and then the Salmon Festival in Eastport. So there's so many festivals and fairs as well, which is makes, again, just those are great spots to visit unto themselves.
Yeah, I have a joke with one of my colleagues who lives down east that every time I've been down east, it's been sunny. And I tell him that I think that he makes up the story about the fog to keep people away, that it's not really foggy there, which is, of course, I know not true,
That's
but
great.
It's fun to tease him. Let's see, an email here from James. Back roads of northern Maine, simple, easy, great. We often plan an evening drive around the back roads of northern Maine to time with the sunset, with all the open farmland, big open skies, and various hilly elevations. The views can be spectacular. Cost of some gas, that's it. Okay, another Vox Pop. This one is from Bob.
Hi, my name's Bob. And another place I'd like to go to is Copsey County Stream, where it it ends up into Pleasant Pond, and it's a real nice place to go kayaking, enjoy nature. Me and my wife love going there. And we paddle up to this place called the Peacock Beach, and it's just a nice place to have a picnic.
Okay, Carolee, and I saw you smiling and nodding. You know where he's talking about.
I do, and I, you know, just thinking about spending a lot of time in Gardner too. But Central Maine has a wealth of really wonderful places to visit, and I think it's often, you know, people head to the coast or head up north or, you know, head to western, to the lakes and mountains of Western Maine. But there are a lot of really wonderful places just to, and thinking about downtown, do you think about Waterville, Skowhegan, Gardner, Hollowell, some fun places with lots of lakes and streams around them.
All right, we'll go to Patricia calling from St. George. Hi, Patricia, go ahead.
There's no place like home, is there? Maine.
That's right.
there's just too many places. I'm glad the people brought up about down east, because it seems like all our tourists stop at Acadia and Bar Harbor. But if you go on beyond to Schoodick and down east, and I don't know how many people have heard of Jasper Beach down east. There's only two beaches in the world like Jasper Beach, one here in Maine and one in Japan, and the rocks are made of jasper. But the reason I called was the lady called from Wayne, which brought to my mind Minot with Messiani Wilkins, The Last Saddle Tramp. And many of our small towns have fabulous historical societies and museums to visit, and they are just tremendous. I always try to get my visiting family from out of state to go to the Maine State Museum in Augusta, which tells our history and is just wonderful. Thank you.
Patricia, thank you so much. I want to note that the major exhibits of the Maine State Museum are closed right now. They have a big renovation going on. It'll open in early 2026, or at least that's the plan. But I completely agree with you, Patricia, especially if you're with somebody who did not grow up in Maine. This is what I'm finding, Carolee, is that people who grew up in Maine maybe went to the Maine State Museum on a school field trip, but people who've moved here as adults are always so surprised to find out about it and what an incredible place it is.
Absolutely. It is remarkable. The number of exhibits and the stories that they share are really wonderful, particularly for folks that do want to really dig into Maine's history. And again, there's so many other places. I think someone earlier mentioned museum exhibits, and you think about historic spots as well. I'm just looking, the Colonial Pemaquid State Historic Site is featuring Maine's first ship this year. They're doing a number of celebrations around the 17th century days. And then, you know, thinking all the way through to the Jeremy Frey exhibit at the Portland Museum of Art, which is, you know, one of a kind and it's first and very, very unique. So there's places all over to continue to learn that history and heritage of Maine.
And Sarah, turning to you, when Patricia mentions historical societies, I'm suspecting that the local historical societies have been the source of some of the best articles ever in Down East Magazine.
Definitely. We connect with them, you know, whenever we're writing about a historic house and or property. And this conversation made me think of Earl Shuttleworth, the state historian, was featured on our Maine Favorite Place page, and I was super curious to hear what he was going to pick, because he is involved in so many historic properties throughout the state. And he chose Vaughn Woods and Historic Homestead in Hollowell, which is now on my list to visit. He lives in Hollowell, and he said that was his favorite place in Maine. So that was pretty cool. I'm definitely going to check that out on his recommendation.
Patricia, thank you so much for your call. We'll go to another Vox Pop message. Let's see here. This one, oops, I'm on the wrong page here. Here we go. This one is a shout out for the White Mountains.
Hi, my name is Cherie. I'm from Stoneham, Maine. And one of my favorite places to go is Wild River, just north of Evans Notch. It's a great place to cool off in the hot summers. And it's really, really quiet. I almost hate recommending it because it's not well known, I don't think. but we really enjoy it. There's swimming holes, rocky river, and places where there's shade and you can just sit on a sandy beach.
The Wild River, you know, Carolyn, I know I've seen video from the Wild River. I've never been there. I don't think that Sherry needs to worry, though, because it does take a long time to get there, right? From most places in Maine.
It is. It's you have to be deliberate in that trip for sure.
Okay. An email here from Brenda. My favorite Maine place is on board any of the Maine windjammers or day sailboats. They embody a true sense of place and offer the opportunity to experience Maine from the, quote, right side, seeing many things you can't access any other way. I'm going to go back to you, Carol Ann. When you have people contact the Department of Tourism, is this a big, you know, a big draw, getting to go out on some sort of vessel, especially a sailing vessel?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. In fact, I think the Great Schooner Race is coming up this weekend. And so, again, thinking of the history and heritage, those historic schooners are just so remarkable. So to have the opportunity to be on one and to help participate and if as much as you want or as little as you want, just enjoying it. But there's so many other nature tours that are out on water, from lobster boat tours to whale watching, puffin watching, even following along, doing a kayak trip, again, getting out on the water. I think about Damariscotta River cruises as part of the Oyster Trail. So there's all these really wonderful ways to be out there. But sailing is a big part of Maine, for sure.
Yeah. And Sarah, I'm wondering, you mentioned Deer Isle earlier and the time you spend there and at Maine Coast Heritage Trust. Do you do a lot of kayaking up there and do the Maine Island Trail?
We have kayaks at the camp and paddleboard and canoes. One of our favorite Island Heritage Trust sites is Polypod Island, which is off Deer Isle, and it's not a very far paddle for us from the camp. And I've been there so many times, I've never seen anybody on it. Maybe now I will, but it's a lovely small island with a rock that you can swim to and a little trail around the outside. And it's a really sweet place.
What is your favorite place in Maine? Give us a call. The phone number 1-800-399-3566. Or if you want to keep your favorite place secret, you can call and tell us your second favorite place. 1-800-399-3566. You can go to talk@mainepublic.org or find us on social media. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You're listening to Maine Calling. So many interesting, beautiful, enriching places to go in Maine. What is your favorite? With me to talk about popular and lesser known places to go in Maine, Carol Ann Ouellette with Maine's Office of Tourism and the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and Sarah Stebbins with Down East Magazine. Join our conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org or post to our Facebook page or Instagram. Or you can use the Maine Public Vox Pop app and record a message on your phone. Use that app to answer the question for tomorrow's show. And that question is, what's your favorite place to eat in Maine or favorite food to eat? We'll play some of those answers on the air as well. So we do like hearing suggestions about favorite experiences in Maine as well. Here is one from Vox Pop.
My name is Dominica, and one of my favorite places to go in Maine is on a lobster boat ride in Camden on the Lively Lady. Our family has loved it. We've done it a few times. We live here, and it's still fun.
Yeah, I'm so glad she mentioned that, because I did that a few years ago, Carol Ann, with my daughter. We went out on the Lucky Catch out of Portland. We did a staycation, and it is really, really fun. You know, it's sometimes a good idea to look at Maine like a tourist and think, what would I do if I didn't live here?
Yeah, it's true. It makes such a difference. And there's so many things that I'm sure people haven't found in Maine yet. So, you know, just thinking about it as if you were a tourist was a great way to do some searching and some planning. And I think about the lobster boat tours and made me think about museums again. And I heard the mention of the Dawnland Festival at the Abbey, and the Abbey's such a gem. I mean, and thinking of gems, you go all the way over to Bethel, which has got a huge mining history, right? And so there's the main Mineral and Gem Museum, which is probably something a lot of people may or may not have gone into at this point yet either.
Yeah, so it's so funny you mentioned the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum. I've suggested it to so many people. It's such a surprise how extraordinary it is. We went one it year is. And we did the Sunday River offers in the fall. You can ride the chairlift up to the top and check out the just beautiful colors. And it's pretty reasonably priced, if I remember correctly. And we did that. We took some out-of-town visitors, again, the out-of-town visitors making you do right. the thing you would do otherwise, up to see the foliage and then to go to the Maine Gem and Mineral
the Museum. That's great. Also, Mount Abram is doing lift service mountain biking too. So Mount Abram's got some fun stuff going on as well.
Yeah, those people mountain biking down a mountain. I'm not sure about maybe they need to be have their heads examined. But Sarah, what about you? If you were to do a staycation, where would you head?
Well, one thing I discovered maybe last summer, it's not really a big discovery because I live in Portland, but my two kids were spoken for the evening, and my husband and I just went out to Peaks Island in the afternoon, like took the ferry to Peaks Island and had dinner out there and took a long hike with our dog. And it felt like we went on vacation, even though it was just a night. It was super fun.
Yeah, the ferries really can do that for you, can't they? Take you to just like a whole nother world. I'm going to go to Barbara from St. George. Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I told the person who answered the phone immediately, and that was my tip-off that my bet was right, that you're not getting a whole lot of calls because nobody wants to share their favorite place because then it won't be favorite anymore. Too many people go there. But anyway, my favorite, I live in St. George, and my favorite place is near the water, and it's off Route 73, which goes from St. George up to Rockland, the back way, not on Route 1. And so that's as much of a hint I'm going to give because there are a number of things off of Route 73 that people might enjoy. But I'm not telling you my favorite place.
That's okay. Thanks so much, Barbara, for your call. We will go to York Harbor and Amy. Hi, Amy. Go ahead.
Yes, my favorite place is Ogunquit Museum of American Art, or we call it UMA, O-M-A-A. It is in Ogunquit, as it says, right on a cliff overlooking the ocean. It's just a wonderful spot, wide open, visas everywhere, and it's American art of the late 18th, early 19th century. I'm sorry, a little later than that. And Henry Strater was one of the Ashcan artists known in New York, and he built this museum. And there were two schools of art up here in those days. My dates I've forgotten. But anyway, it's a wonderful history, and it's just a beautiful spot to visit.
Amy, I'm so glad you brought that up. I also love the Ogunquit Museum of American Art. But let me ask you a question. You're calling from York Harbor and talking about Ogunquit, two places that can be very, very busy in the summertime. Do you have any tips for folks who are listening in Maine and to say, don't be afraid to come here in the summer. The traffic's not that bad if you do this. Is there a tip for getting around that part of Maine this time of year?
There are a lot of back roads that we like to keep as secrets, but getting through Ogunquit Center, as you know, is on Route 1 is difficult. Sometimes during the day you'll find it when people are eating, mainly in the early evening, late afternoon. But it's difficult to get through, there's no question.
How early does one have to get up and get down to Ogunquit or York Harbor to beat the traffic?
I worked with the visiting nurses. I was a physical therapist, and if I had to see patients up in Ogunquit or Wells, I would go early in the morning. I would, as early as they would let me come. So I would say 8 o'clock. people are beginning to get up and go places for breakfast, but it's not that busy about that time.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much. Amy from York Harbor calling to recommend the Ogunquit Museum of American Art. We will go to another message from the Maine Public Vox Pop app. This is Bruce with a fun suggestion.
Hello, my name is Bruce, and one of my favorite places to go in Maine is a place called DEW Animal Farm in Mount Vernon, which is a family-run business who take care of array of animals, exotic animals, and it's just a nice, fun place to visit. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you they have lions and tigers and bears? Oh, my.
Bruce, it's so fun to hear from you. I know somebody else who loves the Dew Animal Kingdom. And Carol Ann, if you don't want to go to Mount Vernon, you can go to Gray, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, the Maine Wildlife Park. That's another great option.
A comment from Heather. I wanted to highlight Phippsburg with Popham Beach, Popham Village, Hermit Island has beaches that are great for campers. Such a special place. Not always on everybody's radar. And Sarah, one of the beautiful things about Popham Beach is it's one of those beaches that's always changing. So you're never going to the same place twice.
Oh, it's wonderful. I grew up in Yarmouth and that was our go-to beach, even though it was pretty far away. We could have gotten to Crescent Beach a lot faster, but just the wildness of Popham, we always really loved.
And I want to note that Margot from Wayne called back to say she just found out that Chase from Maine Cabin Masters may not be at the Strawberry Festival for the Dunk Tank this year. The Cabin Masters apparently will be in Italy. So she just wanted to offer a correction, but it still sounds as though the Strawberry Festival is a lot of fun. We have Seth on Facebook saying, shout out to Timber Point in Biddeford. That's a new one for me, Timber Point in Biddeford. Marfine on Facebook, Horseshoe Pond in Lovell, a childhood favorite. I remember we camped there and the water was clear and the bottom was lined with round stones and pebbles. Mark says Vienna is a vibrant community between hiking Kennebec Highlands and paddling Flying Pond, with a gem of a local theater, an active historical society, and a destination for Vienna, Austria film crews. Kind of sounds like, Carol Ann, one can throw a dart at a map of Maine and find an incredible place to go.
I think that's very true. It's what makes Maine so wonderful.
We'll go to Brett calling from Sanford. Hi, Brett. Go ahead.
Hi there. So right here in Sanford, we've got the Mousam River running through town, and there's just a remarkable trail system all along the river, and you just feel at any moment that you're in the middle of nowhere, especially up by the Springvale end of things. And then, of course, right in the middle of town, the river opens up into a pond, and we have these remarkable free water ski shows in the summer. And for my money, we just don't like to leave home much in the summer because, you know, right here in Southwest Maine, there's just so much to see and do, and we just feel like we're in heaven down here.
Tell me more about these water ski shows, Brett.
Yeah, so the group is called the Maine Attraction Water Ski Team, the Water Ski Show Team, and these shows came to our community via a couple that worked down at the theme parks in Florida doing these water ski shows down there that everybody, you know, they're a major draw in Florida. So the Haggerty couple, Lori and her husband, moved to Maine, and they decided, you know what, let's start a water ski show team up here. And it's unbelievable. So Thursday nights in July at 6:30, these free water ski shows happen with pyramids and tricks and jumps and all kinds of unbelievable stunts. And, of course, this Wednesday night is the only one that's not a Thursday night in July because it's the fireworks night here in Sanford at Number One Pond. And at 6:30, that water ski show team has that free show on Wednesday night on July 3rd. And it's just this idyllic setting right in the middle of Sanford on a beautiful pond. And I just would encourage everybody to check it out.
I love it. I love the tip. Brett, thanks so much for calling in. We're going to go to an email from Charlie. Charlie says, let's not forget Portland. Fun and interesting any time of the year. Great restaurants of national fame, beautiful old buildings and neighborhoods, opportunities to get out of the water into the many islands in Casco Bay. It is a perfect walking town to which we go to as often as possible. And most important, it's big enough to handle a lot of enthusiastic visitors. So, Sarah, you mentioned you live in Portland, or is it Carolyn? Who said they live in Portland? Sarah. So would you agree?
Yes. There's always something to do here. It's definitely busier in the summertime. I live off peninsula, so whenever I head downtown, we get to leave it a little extra time. But feel really lucky to have so much to do just right out our door.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that it's funny that our commentator, Charlie, said that it can handle a lot of visitors. There are some days in August where I think it may be at its max. Would you agree?
You're trying to get off the Franklin Street exit and downtown in August or July, it doesn't feel like it's handling everybody, but it's a small price to pay.
An email here from Kathy. We love the beautiful Rays Point in Millbridge, Washington County. It's so quiet and different from the hustle and bustle or the more touristy places on the southern coast. Our favorite lobster shack is on the wharf in Korea, where they have welcomed our Newfoundland dogs. So that's really fun. And Carolyn, I'm sure that that's sort of a subset of tourism in Maine, places that welcome dogs.
Absolutely. So many people travel with their pets. It's, you know, like traveling with your kids, I think, for many. And Maine has got a number of places that welcome dogs. And I believe certainly Visit Maine, the business listings will note that that they're pet friendly. So definitely if you're looking for a place to stay, if you're doing more than a day trip, that's a good resource.
Any email from Mary, speaking of dogs, your talk of gems reminded me of a hidden gem in Belfast. That's my favorite place. Fristad Trails, 90 acres of beautiful dog friendly trails with two wading ponds, a shade walk, flat trails and hills. It's all private, free space for dogs to run off leash and their owners to soak up nature. Over the bridge between Seascape Motel and the Gulf Motel, take the gravel road into Wonderland. So, Mary, thank you so much for that. Maggie says, I like to plot out trips along the Maine Cheese Trail. Yum! The Maine Cheese Trail is not, Sarah, the only trail in Maine, is it?
No, I have not hit the Maine Cheese Trail before. I mostly stick to hiking trails, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
There's a Maine Cheese Trail. Isn't there a Maine Ice Cream Trail? I suspect there's a Maine Beer Trail. We've got Art Trail. What else, Carolyn?
Well, we mentioned the Oyster Trail. Oh, my gosh. There's sort of the Maine Maritime Heritage Trail. I think there's so many of them, Jennifer. You're right. Maine Wine Trail. So there's quite a few out there that are worth traveling along simply because of the thematic nature of them and how you get to learn more about that specific topic too.
An email from Bruce. I'm lucky to work all over the state, in towns and in the woods. This is a tough question. Here are a few. Evans Notch, Lake Keyser and Lovell, Southport Island, Powell Borough Courthouse in Dresden, where John Adams tried a murder case. Quaddy Head, Gulf Haggis. First person to mention Gulf Haggis. And boy, if you haven't been to Gulf Haggis, that's a place to go, right? Who wants to take that, Carolyn? Tell people about Gulf Haggis.
Yeah, it's spectacular. Well, I think it's nicknamed the Grand Canyon of the Northeast, and it's just a spectacular area of drop pools and beautiful forested trails. And the Hermitage is there too, with some of the oldest white pine in Maine that still is left. So you're also backed up to AMC's lands, and they continue to add acreage and conserve lands for recreation and forestry. And then they've got their three lodges. So that whole area is quite special when you get in and around between Katahdin and Moosehead through that whole space.
One final Vox Pop suggestion. This is from Chris for a place that's also a feeling that you might recognize.
Hi, my name is Chris Hoyt. And one of my favorite places is something you may not think of, but anybody who calls Maine home knows the feeling one gets when you cross over the Pasquatica River back into your home state. All the troubles of all the rest of the country fall behind, and you sigh because you know you're home again.
Chris, thank you so much and for thinking differently about a favorite place. I think a lot of people have a really special relationship with that bridge, Sarah. If you whatever reason you would leave Maine when you come home to Maine.
Yes, and we actually, our columnist, Mary Poles, who writes our My Maine column, wrote a whole piece about that exact feeling that she gets when she crosses over that bridge. It really just kind of put into words what really beautifully what a lot of people feel when they come home.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Sarah Stebbins, deputy editor of Downeast Magazine, and Carol Ann Ouellette, director of both the Maine Office of Tourism and the Office of Outdoor Recreation. Today's sound engineer, Sandra Harris, Maine Calling produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. And remember, the Maine Public Pop app lets you record messages for us. And tomorrow, it's favorite places and foods to eat in Maine. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.